morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th at KZSC in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:30. I'm Brent Allen. Rain does return a little later on today. Heavy rain coming in for tonight and then again on Sunday. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSC newsroom. One of the animal activists in the 2018 protest at a Petaluma poultry farm had her case dismissed on Thursday. The judge ruled that Almira Tanner had satisfied the terms of a plea deal that included 100 hours of community service, restitution, and staying away from Sunrise Farms, where the protest occurred. Two other defendants are still set to appear in court today. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project say Scott Peterson's constitutional rights may have been violated during his initial trial for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and that his case needs to have a second look. He was convicted in 2004 of one count of first-degree murder for her death and one count of second-degree murder for the death of their unborn child. All the while, Peterson maintained someone else was responsible. Now, the process could take months or even years to complete. Peterson is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. The judge presiding over the Georgia prosecution of former President Donald Trump for efforts to overturn the 2020 election is set to hear a motion alleging that Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has been romantically involved with a special prosecutor she hired for the case, and both mishandled public money, profiting from that case. On Sunday, Willis sort of broke her silence on the issue with a speech at a church where she described herself as flawed and imperfect. She must respond to the accusations in writing by February 2nd. Democrats Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, have all qualified for the first debate in California's U.S. Senate race, hosted by Politico and televised on Fox Monday night starting at 6 p.m. from the University of Southern California. They're all running to fill the seat vacated by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Macy's, the country's largest department store operator, told employees on Thursday that it was laying off 13% of its corporate workforce. The move comes as the company prepares to unveil a new strategy that will be overseen by its incoming new chief executive. The cuts amount to roughly 2,350 jobs. The company said it might also close five of its more than 560 Macy's stores, but did not disclose the locations. As Japan's space agency prepares for its first moon landing early Saturday, it's aiming to hit a very small target. The Smart Lander for Investigating the Moon, a lightweight spacecraft about the size of a passenger vehicle, is using new pinpoint landing technology that promises far greater control than any previous moon landing. If successful, it would make Japan the fifth country to land a spacecraft on the moon after the United States, Russia, China, and India. 7:03 KZST, that means it's time for another update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello once again to CHP officer Olivia Miroff. Hello again, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking really good. We have no new incidents to report. Traffic is moving along nicely. The State Route 12 interchange, US 101 traffic, you'll see a slight slowdown there, but nothing too big this morning. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I have to tell you, the designers at Cocostico Home have been incredibly helpful whenever I want to make some changes. It's weird, but recently I realized my window coverings are really outdated and so boring. Definitely time for a change. With so many options, I had no idea where to begin. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and an expert with window treatments. Emily came to my house, and she'll come to yours, too. I like that my home reflects my taste and sensibility, and now thanks to Emily from Cocostico, I have beautiful window coverings. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. Cocostico Home, sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Coddingtown and online at COKASDIKO.com.
Wine country meets the Sonoma coast in Bodega Bay. Escape to the Inn at the Tides with their winter special. Every room has a view of the water and includes daily complimentary breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Relax in the heated indoor-outdoor pool or hot tub. Just across the way, the Tides Wharf restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy the gift shop, bakery, deli, and fish market. The winter special, valid Sundays through Thursdays, starts at just $179 and is good through February 29th. Online at innatthetides.com.
At Jackson Hewitt, you can get a no-fee refund advance loan on a prepaid card. Application required. Details at jacksonhewitt.com. In sports tonight, the Warriors, their game against the Dallas Mavericks has been postponed. This weekend's NFL schedule has the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow at 1:30, followed by the Niners hosting the Packers at 5:15. On Sunday, Tampa Bay goes to Detroit at noon, then Kansas City at Buffalo at 3:30. And your forecast, rain moving in. It is sitting offshore. A little heavy this afternoon, along with some gusty wind. Look for highs today in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain tapers off and ends. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, expect a chance of showers throughout the day with 50s. The real story gets going late Saturday night with another much stronger storm system that lasts into Monday. And that one could dump 2 to 5 inches of rain on Sonoma County. And finally, this half hour, some good news. Travel and Leisure magazine has named Sonoma County as one of the 50 best places in the world to travel in 2024 in the food and drink category. The magazine noted our outstanding wine and world-class restaurants, along with the natural beauty of Sonoma County as deciding factors. The Australian wine region, Bangkok, Istanbul, and Paris also all made the list, but so did Cleveland. So you have to wonder about that just a little bit, don't you? Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Hallen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no mercy.
County's KZST on your finally Friday. It is 7:40, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. And coming up next, our hot topic of the morning.
An elegant affair set in beautiful wine country with glamorous gowns, fabulous food, and thousands of dollars in prizes and giveaways. The Wedding Expo, Sonoma County's premier wedding show, Saturday, January 20th from noon to 5 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Meet over 100 of the wine country's finest wedding professionals. For more info and discounted tickets, go to weddingexpo.co. That's weddingexpo.co. The Wedding Expo, the event to plan your event.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Sonoma County's KZST, that is one of my favorite commercials that we air right now. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, that's so funny. I was thinking as that was playing, I'm like, you know, kind of like the boy band spots coming back.
I mean,
not that bad.
It makes you listen. It works.
Yeah.
That spot works. Anyway, let's say happy Friday, happy Fun Pants Friday. You're wearing your Fun Pants today.
Thank you, got the Fun Pants today.
You do.
So these are kind of ones where if the Jimi Hendrix song Purple Haze had a pair of pants, this would be them.
For
these
sure.
Are the theme pants to that song.
Absolutely.
A lot of purples and oranges in here.
Love those. Love those. Okay, so we are doing our hot topic of the morning, yes or no. And as always, if you want to comment, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. The hot topic, kind of a bizarre one, funny responses to the simple question, how are you? You hear it how many times a day?
Oh, yeah, tons.
How are you? How are you? How are you doing? Irritating. So we have some funny responses. You have some, and then I'm going to add a few more. So what you got?
Yeah, I kind of like these. These are great. So you get asked, how are you? Well, nice and dandy, like cotton candy. Kind of like that. I can get away with that one. If I had a tail, I'd wag it.
Oh, for dog lovers.
That one's good. Mm. My lawyer told me not to answer that.
There you go.
That's pretty good. That goes along with I plead the fifth. I think I've actually used that one before. This one works in Sonoma County. Nice and fine, like an expensive bottle of wine.
Oh, I like that one.
That one works out pretty good. So again, these are responses to the question, how are you? Yeah, the doctors say I'll make it.
Ooh, dark, mm-hmm. Dark.
That catches you off guard a little bit. And then I think my favorite is, I'm going to start using this, busy slaying dragons.
Oh, nice.
I like that one.
Busy slaying dragons. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. What do I have? Common responses, creative responses to the question, how are you? Upright and sucking air. I've used that one before. Yeah. How about I'm ready for a nap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's us.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. We get up early. So people ask you how you are. Dangerously close to being fabulous.
Ooh.
I'm going to use that one. Living the dream. So far, it's a nightmare. I like that one, too. And my final funny response to the common question, how are you? Word on the street is that I'm pretty good.
Debbie Abrams Mornings. Cracking nuts every day on KZST.
It's tearing up my heart, man.
Just Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say hello, good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Rona Park studio. How is that commute?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking great. We have no incidents to report. We do have a slight slowdown northbound US 101 from Yolanda going into downtown Santa Rosa. And then the State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is starting to pick up in that area as well. Other than that, the roadways are looking great for your morning drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
County's KZST. Good Friday morning. It is 7:52, 48 degrees, overcast and foggy this morning.
It's all here. Are you living the library life? Sonoma County Library is where you start your journey and where you get the tools and inspiration to keep going. Gas prices are up, groceries are expensive, and things can feel hard. The library is here to help. Want to cut costs? Drop Spotify for Freegal, our free music app. Kick Netflix and Hulu to the curb and stream movies and TV with Canopy and Hoopla. Break up with Audible and fall in love with Libby. There's more. Make copies of your resume free at the library. No laptop? Borrow one from us. Need high-speed internet? Use ours. Visit SonomaLibrary.org to stream your favorite films, learn something new, or check out a great book. come see us in person for service you can rely on and for educational and inspiring events. It's all here at the library.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Save on winter flavors and everyday favorites at Raley's in Nob Hill. This week, mix or match 2 or more 6-ounce packs of fresh blackberries, raspberries, or blueberries, or 16-ounce packs of strawberries for just $2.77 each. Are you a Raley's Something Extra member? Be sure to clip your weekly member deal online or in the app to get 16-ounce packs of 93% lean Jennie-O fresh ground turkey for just $2.97 each, limit 4 packs. Savings you can count on in-store, online, or on the app. Only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. First, the good. Today is National Popcorn Day, so for deals and specials, check out local spots like Golden Kettle Corn and Comet Corn Organic Popcorn in Santa Rosa. The bad. Local Uber users, beware. The company is shutting down its alcohol delivery app called Drizzly after spending $1 billion for it. They will take orders through March and then no more Drizzly, though it will be integrated into its food delivery app, Uber Eats, which also offers alcohol delivery. And the ugly, that would be the ratings for Monday's Emmy Awards show. A record low, just 4.3 million viewers, beating the previous record low of 5.9 million in 2022. It appears not many watched the show here in Sonoma County. The Emmys had less than half the audience of the Golden Globes held 8 days earlier. And that's Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, and all you'd ever hear me say,
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Allen. We've got cloudy skies out there now. Rain is not too far away, and we are sitting at 48 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Cloverdale police have arrested a man from Kentucky on suspicion of stealing identities and using forged documents. 53-year-old Mark Buckler was recognized as someone who previously tried to get information about an account holder using a forged passport. Police arrested him and believe he is connected to cases all across Sonoma and Marin counties and believe he has an accomplice. Investigators are now working to contact other people possibly affected by Buckler. Well, do you have dinner plans tonight? How about fresh Dungeness crab now that the season is finally on? After losing the salmon season, a shortened season last year, this year starting 2 months late and only being able to use 50% of their traps, commercial crabbers are hoping you are hungry. And of course, right on cue, bad weather this weekend may put a dent in the new season. Congress has sent President Biden a short-term spending bill that would avert a looming partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. About half of Republicans join with Democrats in passing the third Stop Gap spending.